الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه والملاه. Just a small, let's say, correction has to do with the fiqh point of view before I start the khatra. I noticed some of the brothers, even though the iqama has started and the imam is about to start the prayer, yet they started praying the sunnah. If the fard started, the priority is to join the fard. Then you can pray the sunnah after that, no problem. The time of the sunnah is from the start of the fajr up to the end of the time of the fajr. So whether you pray the sunnah before the fard or after, it's the same. It's preferable to do it before. But if the fard starts, now the priority is for what Prophet Muhammad says in the salah, إِذَا أُقِيمَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَلَا صَلَاةَ إِلَّا الْمَكْتُوبَةُ. If the iqama has started, there is nothing that has the priority except the fard. So don't start the sunnah, just join the fard, then pray the sunnah. Like myself, I did not pray the sunnah because I could not catch it. After I finish, inshallah, I can pray the sunnah, inshallah, with Allah. Okay, our khatra, small khatra. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in an amazing hadith, قَالْ مَا يُصِيبُ الْمُؤْمِنَ مِنْ هَمٍّ وَلَا غَمٍّ وَلَا نَصَبٍ وَلَا وَصَبٍ حَتَّى الشَّوْكَ يُشَاكُهَا إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا عَنْ خَطَايَهَا. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there is nothing that faces the believer such as الْهَمْ وَالْغَمْ, worries, grief, sorrows, problems, hardships, النَّصَبٍ وَالْوَصَبٍ. النَّصَبٍ وَالْوَصَبٍ التَّعْبُ وَالْمَرَضٍ, tiredness, illness, which means any kind of difficulties such as grief, sorrow, worries, illness, tiredness, whatever. And even if he is touched or he's hurt by a thorn, you see, while he's walking, tree, thorn, just, you know, small scratch, something like that. حَتَّى الشَّوْكَ, whatever, which means very small hardship or hurt. And إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا عَنْ خَطَيَاهُ, but he will be under the title of the expiation of sins, takfir ibn, which means his sins will be purified, will be deleted, will be cleansed by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is great news. But this is conditioned, mashroot. The first condition, قَالْ مَا يُصِيبُ الْمُؤْمِنَ. He did not say مَا يُصِيبُ الشَّخْصَ. He did not say anyone in the street, no, he said al-mu'mina, which means this is conditions, I mean, this is good news for the one who has achieved having a legal passport. This passport is iman. Iman, of course, by my willpower. I'm a mu'min because I decided to be a believer. So this is the main visa or main passport to receive this kind of benefits, if I may put it in this way. Now, this is the first. Now, from other ahadiths, we can understand other conditions. That when I face these things, basically, I have to receive it with rida, with satisfaction. If Allah decided to let me be ill, okay, without any problem from my side, I did not throw myself in the street, I did not have anything bad, just I woke up and I'm, obviously I have, for example, infection in my throat for 1 week, and I'm not able to do anything. You know, sometimes small flu, it's not small, actually, flu kills. Yes, but we think that is normal, but it kills about 5 million people on a yearly basis, especially elderly people. So flu kills. Anyway, I have a flu. Alhamdulillah. What can I do? Take the medicine. Alhamdulillah. Am I losing part of my daily? Yes. Am I losing some kind of benefits? Yes. I'm not able to talk, I'm not able to see the people, I'm not able to move, I'm not able, whatever. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamd. Allahumma laka alhamd. So the first condition to be a believer, second condition to receive Allah's decisions with regard to something like hardship by saying Alhamdulillah. With these conditions, in a very brief way, it will be facing completely the expiation, which is takfir al-dhunub. مَا يُصِيبُ الْمُؤْمِنَ مِنْ هَمٍّ وَلَا غَمٍّ وَلَا نَصَبٍ حَتَّى الشَّوْكَ إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا الْخَطَيَا. This is how we should receive aqdarullah, you know, the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the first thing, so not to be misunderstood, this has nothing to do with myself when I'm falling in short. Which means, if what I'm facing is part of my problem, taqseer, what is happening is part of the punishment. For example, I decide to drink alcohol because I'm drunk. I caused a car accident. This is a natural consequence of the law. Now I'm not supposed to drink alcohol. So I broke the law. I am a transgressor now. I'm attacking the law of Allah. Part of the natural consequence, I lost my mind. So therefore I caused a car accident. Now this is not, has nothing to do with takfir al-dhunub. This is punishment now. I have to go back and to apologize and to fix the problem. I'm responsible. And this is just a small part of the punishment. This has nothing to do with my first hadith, so as not to mix things together. Wallahu a'lam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad, wa alayhi wa sallam, Muslim, and Kathir.